A quick update now on Mexico's national elections coming up on Sunday. Most eyes are on the presidential race, but there are also hundreds of races for seats in Mexico's Congress. One issue that's very much on voters' minds, record levels of violence in the country. And a new report this week shows just how much violence has been a part of the campaign itself. It says that more than 130 politicians have been murdered over the course of the campaign. Will Grant is on the story for the BBC in Mexico City.
So it is obviously part of the wider drug war, but clearly this is political violence. This is targeting politicians because they're politicians, pushing into the political spaces, trying to intimidate other candidates, trying to intimidate the electorate. But I think that there will still be a big turnout on the vote. A lot of people want to see change, particularly in this area. They want to see the violence finally tackled. They want to see the years of corruption and impunity tackled. And as a result, the front runner, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's been running on exactly that platform, an anti-corruption platform, looks set to become the next president of Mexico.
The BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City.